Hey, this is Frank here, and I have a special guest here with me today, Kenny Spade. Kenny Spade used to be on my team in technology and civic engagement, but now he runs the garage. So what does that mean? You run the garage at the Silicon Valley campus.
That's correct.
Does that mean like if I need my oil changed or something, or my tires rotated, I talk to you, or is this a different type of garage?
It's a different kind of garage, although we do have some bike repair tools. Mm-hmm. So if you want to add a persistence of vision platform onto your bike, you can do that in the garage. Mm-hmm. An auto bay might be coming, but I would need some more space to make that happen.
Probably more budget too.
Yeah, a little bit more budget. Essentially, the garage is a kind of a program and a space. So we have a maker lab. We've got a maker space inside of Silicon Valley. We've got a 60-watt CO2 laser that allows us to do etching and engraving and cutting.
I've seen it. It's really cool.
It is my favorite piece of hardware that we have in the garage. We've got five different 3D printers. We have two of them that are the MakerBot minis that we can take with us, and a couple of, same as these guys, the MakerBot Replicator 2s that we use to be able to build general purpose stuff. And then we have a Formlabs Form 1 Plus. It is it's a printer that uses a liquid resin that gets fused by a ultraviolet laser so that you can build really highly detailed models. So it's actually a really cool device there. We have an electronics workbench, oscilloscope, soldering irons, those kind of things. We also have a large collection of devices for you to hack on. And then it's also a program to be able to give people access to training. So we, of course, teach you how to use all of that hardware. But we also train you how to do stuff with software and try and build a little bit more community into Microsoft so that you can work with us and work with your fellow employees to be able to build cool projects.
Cool. So what's the coolest thing that has been built out of the garage so far?
So one of my favorite things that came out of the garage was we had a number of internet-enabled picture frames. So we had these left over after an event where, you know, we had a wall full of these things. And what had happened was the picture frames were kind of set up to be connected to a web service, and the company that ran that web service went out of business.
Oh.
So now you can't put anything on there. The interesting thing was you could subscribe to RSS feeds, but they had to do a round trip through that web service. So suddenly we had some picture frames that were internet enabled, but couldn't actually do anything.
Paperweights, basically.
Expensive. Essentially, yeah. So somebody figured out that if they were to solder some points onto the motherboard on there, they could actually override the bootloader. They put Linux on there and gave you the ability to play Tetris on your picture frame.
Nice.
So, kind of a cool thing that people did on there. The other thing that I really like that somebody has recently done, they came in and used our laser to cut over 100 laser-cut dinosaurs for their son's kindergarten class.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So, I saw those, and those were really, if you try to cut that by hand, you'd probably get to about two or three before you came down with a serious hand cramp, and possibly permanently damage yourself and get arthritis when you're older.
Yeah, laser is saving us one dinosaur at a time.
Right, and one ligament at a time.
Exactly.
Cool. Well, thanks for talking to me, and be sure to subscribe to Frank's World TV.